Know what you're thinking? Oh my goodness, this girl disappeared again. I'm so sorry. I have a ton of obligations that have been overwhelming the hell out of me. So I appreciate the people who do continue to listen, even though I'm not as consistent. So I'm just going to make this announcement. I am not going to ever be consistent with this podcast because it is not a priority. I do this because sometimes I feel like I'm called to share information. I do this because someone listening needs to hear a message. But I can tell you, if you want to connect with me, you need to contact me on social media because that is where my priorities are, mainly LinkedIn. I am very highly engaged on LinkedIn, and that is where I'll be the majority of the time. I'm only one person. And I have too many obligations that just pull me in an abundance of different directions. And I almost never say no to certain things. So I'm starting to say no to certain things. And now that means this podcast, I want to get rid of it so badly. But it is still topping charts in certain parts of the world. And I just feel compelled because of the success of it to keep going. But I wanted to say this for someone who might be listening, because this is something that's been on my heart. When I was married years ago, I remember discovering my ex-husband was cheating on me, and I had to go on air because I was a TV personality, live television, doing jewelry for the jewelry channel, and this was in Texas. And so I literally had the most difficult mental health breakdown in the parking lot. I just cried. I cried and cried and cried. But when I got done crying, I dusted myself off, readjusted my makeup, and went into the set, got my jewelry lined up, made sure, again, my makeup was okay. After my face calmed down, I was ready for my segment within that hour, and I killed it. But every waking fiber in my being was on fire. I knew I did not want to be with that man anymore. I knew I was done. And it took me a while to leave that situation because it was an abusive situation and I had to plan it. But I knew in my spirit I was done. Sometimes in life you have to hit rock bottom in order to see everything clearly. And that was one of my rock bottom moments. And the reason why I'm telling you this story today is because it resonates. Because this year was the most difficult year I've had in a couple years. It seems like every 2 years for the past 6 years, I have had some kind of crazy awakening. And I wanted to talk about that because it pushes you forward to become a better person. You will consistently be broken down. That old version of you is going to break completely down to build a new and better you. You have to let it happen. A lot of people try to fight against these awakenings and they wonder why it keeps happening. It's because it has to happen in phases. And that's why I'm here to tell you, each and every year that I've had this breakdown or spiritual awakening, I have leveled up higher than I was before. So that is the reason why it happens. You have to break down that version of you and start anew. This newer version of me is a lot more clairvoyant, a lot more understanding of what's to happen and what's going to happen and what I need to do to get there. I am starting to manifest the things that I have been trying to get for the last 4 to 5 years is finally coming in to fruition. And the reason being, the things that I requested and the things that I wanted to manifest were never going to happen unless I had become the person that has those things. And at the time, I was trying to manifest something that I wasn't able to manifest because I wasn't the person that needed that opportunity to manifest that desire. I had to grow. I had to be broken down, and I had habits that I needed to get rid of in order to develop those skills needed to manifest what I had been asking for. So now that I'm aligning with the person that I really, truly, authentically should become to match the vibration and the frequency of the things that I desire, everything aligns perfectly because I had to go through an awakening again this year to be broken down in my spirit, to hit rock bottom, to come back out again. That is why I'm honestly telling you that this podcast will not be consistent. I may or may not post, but if you want to stay subscribed, I'm grateful for that. But I am pulled in a lot of directions, and I know that my heart and my spirit is now being called to do content creation for LinkedIn, and that is where I'll be. So if you want more motivation and you want more inspiration for marketing, advertising for your business, or for mental health and well-being, you should subscribe to my social media content as well as my newsletter on my personal brand website, fallonblake.com. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to Ask Fallon. Remember, one voice, one mission, one day at a time.